Okay, so a while ago, I worked as the junior foreign service officer at the Malaysian embassy, right? And one day, one of the embassy staff, Ravi, he was assigned the job of introducing me to some bigwigs at the Malaysian Congress. And of course, this made Ravi angry, because he had better things to do. So before we left, Ravi looked me in the eye. Glenn, this is serious. These are very important people. None of your fooling about. Man, don't worry. I'm cool. Do not worry. We get down to the Parliament building, and Ravi knows exactly what he's doing. We march down one hall, up some stairs, past the side room, and he opens an unmarked door. It's a special, fancy lunchroom for the muckety mucks. We walk in, fancy china, bow-tied waiters, and seated there, right at the door, is the Deputy Prime Minister himself, the man destined to seize the reins of power any moment. Anwar Ibrahim, the prince in waiting. And surrounded by 10, 15 brown nosers. And Ravi's like, do not look him in the eye. So I do not look him in the eye. I try to be cool and saunter by, but the prince holds out his hand, stops me, reads my name tag. Washington. You're from the American Embassy. And he's talking to me, and I'm nervous. Yes, my liege, my deputy, Mr. Prime Minister, sir. And like he knows me, Anwar goes on about the Jackson family and Hadagi Murakami books and fish and chips and paintball. And pretty soon, it's like we're old friends, laughing and talking. And he says we should go sing karaoke. And I'm starting to get real comfortable, right? And I'm like, hey, Mr. Deputy Prime Minister, I saw in the paper that you won second prize in a coconut husking contest this morning. Correct. Second prize? Well, has the first prize winner been beheaded yet? All the laughing stops. The brown nosers grimace. Even the waiters don't make a sound. Ravi shoots daggers at me. I can hear his thoughts in my head. I told you. The Deputy Prime Minister looks at me for a moment. Hard. Slow motion hard. And he rocks his head back and starts laughing. Then the brown nosers start laughing, and the room starts laughing, and I start laughing. But Ravi's not laughing. And when we leave, he gets all up in my face. I can see the inside of his nostrils. He says, in the presence of a scorpion, never sleep.